And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of May, 2009. The 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, celebrating Mexico's defeat of the French invaders at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. A big holiday in Puebla and an even bigger holiday in America, in Los Angeles, in Denver, Portland, St. Paul, other cities around the country. Opening night at Carnegie Hall on this day in 1891, Peter Tchaikovsky was conducting that night. It's the birthday of Nellie Bly, the journalist, born Elizabeth Jane Cochran in Cochran's Mills, Pennsylvania, 1864. Nellie Bly, who went here and there writing about this and that, writing about women, writing about Mexico. She faked insanity once in order to write an expose of life in an asylum. And in 1890, she broke the world record for traveling around the earth. She did it in 72 days, 8 days faster than in Jules Verne's famous novel. It's the birthday of the novelist Kay Gibbons, born in Nash County, North Carolina, 1960. Grew up poor, father raised tobacco, loved to read, but only books in the house were a Bible and a book on cattle castration. So she walked off to the local bookmobile every week. It was a hard childhood. Her mother committed suicide when the girl was 10. Her father drank himself to death a year later. She lived with relatives. She said later, it was the sort of childhood that encourages someone to either become a writer or to rob convenience stores. So she became a writer. And as a student at the University of North Carolina, she started writing a novel based loosely on her own childhood. It came out in 1987, got great reviews, a novel called Ellen Foster. And she's written many books since, Kay Gibbons. It's the birthday of Karl Marx, born in Prussia, 1818. Got his Ph.D. in philosophy, but he was such a radical politically, he could not get a job as a professor, so he became a journalist instead. Wrote popular newspaper columns, so popular the newspaper was shut down. He couldn't get a job, so he decided to spend a few months analyzing history and came to the conclusion that all historical events were caused by economic forces. Moved to Paris, was introduced to the basic ideas of communism. And in 1848, along with Friedrich Engels, he wrote The Communist Manifesto, a book that came about because the man could not get a job. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, a poem about old classic movies and how much more wonderful they were back when you first saw them when you were poor. A poem entitled La Strada. A dollar got you a folding chair in the drafty lecture hall with a handful of other wretched grad students. Then the big reels and low-tech chatter of a 16-millimeter projector. La Strada, Rashomon, HMS Potemkin, La Belle et la Bête, before Disney got his hands on it, and The Bicycle Thief, and for God's sake, La Strada. You can't find them at the video store anymore. Only the latest G-rated, animated, pixelated, computer-generated prequels. That's just the way it goes. Even if you could, you'd see them on DVD, restored, colorized, scratch-free, on a plasma screen TV, with your wife, your dog, your degree. You'd get up to answer the phone, check on the baby. You're just not young enough or poor enough or miserable enough anymore to see, really see, Les Enfants du Paradis or Ikiru or The 400 Blows or, for God's sake, La Strada. A poem entitled La Strada by George Bilgear, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.